Hi everybody. I'm late as fuck. And I didn't mean to be, but for the last week and a half, I've been moving, so I literally haven't had time to do anything fun. I wanted to do this like literally the same night or the next night after I locked the thread, but I just didn't have time to. I've been too busy. I just woke up. This is totally as candid can be. But without all the excuses being thrown out, I want to get started on this already. So this is my 1,000 subscriber and 7,000 follower AMA. Actually, I'm at 8,000 followers right now, so because I was so late. All right, so let's get right into it, okay? All right, so the first question is from Ishoot Medropes. I hope I said that right. Would you ever make content with a fellow Redditor? If you mean with like another girl poster, then fuck yeah, I would make more content. I've seen how fucking hot some of these chicks are, and it's like, oh my gosh, I get hot just by thinking about it. And I like looking through their photos and commenting how much I like them as well. So I would totally be down for that, because I know some of you are into that. Oh. Coffee. Yeah, so as far as collaborating content, I am totally down for that. Okay, next question. My name is not Alex. Are you a stripper? I'm asking because he posted an article about the Mississippi judge award $3 million to a black stripper because they work in worse conditions than white strippers. Yes, I'm a stripper or a dancer. I call myself either or depending on my mood, you know? In this case, I'm just a stripper. You know, it's too early for me to be nitpicky about what to label me and my line of work. Yeah, but I've been dancing for 6 years now, and it's probably one of the best decisions I've made in my life. Alrighty. And if you scroll through my post history, you'll probably notice some very vague hints other than that one article that I am indeed a dancer. So, question right. So, thank you. Nuclear Shockwave. That Predator tattoo is amazing. Do you have any others? Well, I hate to be the one to burst your bubble, but this is not a Predator tattoo. This is actually, can't even see it right. This is actually my Elder Scrolls tattoo, Skyrim. It's Dovahzul for Fear No Evil. So I guess to answer the other question, if I have any other tattoos in that regard, no, I don't have any other Skyrim / Predator tattoos. I do have other geeky tattoos, so there's that. Alright. Make me your enemy. What are the kind of things / qualities you look for in a partner, be it male or female, if you're into that? Of course I'm into that. Would you ever consider meeting any of your followers, or I guess anyone on here in general? I guess, I hate these deep questions, but the qualities I look for in a partner, obviously, they have to be like mentally stable, intellectual, well, I don't want to say intellectual, but you know, I have a high regard as far as intelligence goes, but it's not like a breaking point, but obviously someone that's able to mentally understand you, someone that's in their own head, all right? And of course there's physical chemistry and everything that goes with that. Now, if we're talking superficial qualities, like should they be an older guy or a white guy or Hispanic guy or anything like that, no, I don't really have a... The only preference I really have is for older guys, but that's not like an absolute must. You know, I've dated younger guys in the past, so yeah, there's a possibility. Would you consider meeting any of your followers? It's like, I have met followers, but of course, for the sake of their anonymity, it's like, I'm not gonna reveal who they are or what we've done, but it was an awesome experience, and I'd totally do it again if another person came to mind. All right. So, Oh, make me your enemy again. If you can make your own fairy tale castle, what does it look like and what sort of things do you fill it with? Initially, when I think of fairy tale castle, I think of like a magical, like all glass castle. And at first, I read that as fairy castle, so like I thought a really tiny castle, but just no, a fairy tale castle, like Disney and shit, so that's okay, too. So I'm thinking maybe glass interior. If I didn't just wake up, this would be easier to answer. But let me see, what sort of things do I fill it with? It will be a whole lot of sugar and sweets, a buttload of cats. How many bedrooms would it have? It would have maybe at least 10 bedrooms. I'm someone that likes a lot of space in my place. That's why I moved in the first place, because my first place was too small, and now I'm in a bigger place, and now I actually have space for everything I want and do presently have. So if I had a freaking fairy tale castle, it needs to have as much space as it possibly can. Like celebrity level, like million square foot stuff like that. And of course it'd be a nice big garden, maybe a crystal clear lake in the back. That would be pretty sweet. I think I say glass. I would like the whole scenic aspect of that, like you could see all of outside and it would be like a paradise, a princess paradise. So that'd be pretty sweet. All right, I think that's about as much as I can think into this castle at this moment because my brain has not gone into full power yet. I'm sorry. All right. Death by a unicorn. Question: what kind of bear is best? I absolutely love panda bears. They're absolutely adorable, especially the baby pandas. Like if you watch like those live cams in Japan where they have the sanctuaries for pandas and you see everyone trying to clean up the outside. You see the pandas always trying to chase them and try and cuddle with them while they're trying to work. And it's sad because the workers are like trying to focus on work and they can't give the babies any attention. But I guess that's for their own good, for the sake of getting too attached, and so the guys can actually focus on work. It works both sides, but if I were in their position, I would never get any work done because I fucking love pandas. And in the right situation, they're vicious as fuck, too. So.
No, sure.
Alrighty. So, panda bears, to answer that. So. This guy on Earth, what is your favorite food of all time? That is hard. Also, what does your predator t tattoo translate to? The Skyrim tattoo translates to fear no evil. So, again, it's not Predator, it's from the Elder Scrolls. I've had to correct a lot of people about that lately. Not that I mind, I don't mind Predator, it's just this isn't the Predator tattoo. Back to my favorite food of all time. I had to make a dead tie between Italian food and Asian food, and I guess a breakdown Asian food, I guess anything between Japanese and Chinese. So stuff like hibachi, teppanyaki. I'm slowly but surely trying to get into eating sushi because I'm not a seafood person at all, but I'm trying to like explore more options, I guess, because there's stuff I haven't tried, so I can't really knock it until I try it. So that's what I'm on a mission on. It's a very scary mission. But Italian food I could live off of. Like, if you just put, like, just a plain loaf of bread in front of me, I could eat that by itself because I fucking love bread and carbs and fettuccine Alfredo pasta and anything else of that regard, you know? So, I think those are the two foods that I would eat and enjoy the most. Okay. So, James Sully0415, would you mind showing off all of your tattoos? They're all so badass looking. Well, thank you very much. Most of them are on my back right now. I've got, of course, y'all have seen this one the most. I've got this on my inner bicep. If you're listening to this on audio, obviously you can't hear this or see this, my bad. But on my bicep, I got my sentimental heart, or some people like to call it the Cerberus heart, because it's like it's an anatomical heart, but it's got like sharp fangs and very vicious looking jaws all over it. And since there's so many, it's like I call it sentimental or the Cerberus heart of Cerberus. That one I don't show a whole lot because it's so easily hidden. And of course, this one is my Eve tattoo, from the story of Adam and Eve. This was my very first one. I got it when I was 19 years old. And because she's such an awesome role model. Now, I don't know how I'm gonna do this without flashing any of you. Because I'm not exactly posting this on a not safe for work video host, but I'll see what I can get away with. So right here, of course, I got my great horned owl standing amidst the moonlight. It's got its feathers kind of like falling off into the distance to make it look extra graceful. And okay, that's gonna be a real challenge. I got several calf tattoos, and this is gonna be really bad. So up here, I don't really have a name for this. It's just a girl, a line art of a girl trying to show some affection for her pet kitty, and the cat is openly rejecting her. Is saying no as he's trying to give it a kiss because that's how cats are. They only want affection on their time, Underneath the girl is the head witch Yubaba from Spirited Away. The witch that runs the bathhouse because she is head bitch in charge or head witch in charge, Up here, we've got my Moogle for all of you Final Fantasy fans because I grew up with Final Fantasy pretty much my entire childhood and my whole life. Now, my other calf. Let me see here. This one is the My Maneki Niko cat. Some people see it in like those char as a charm in like those Japanese china shops. Also just called Lucky Cat, if you want to go with that. Underneath my Lucky Cat is Sailor Moon's Imperium Silver Crystal, because I'm a diehard Sailor Moon fan. I've only been watching her show for the past 3 weeks because I didn't know the entire series was up on Hulu. So, I've literally watched nothing but Sailor Moon for the past 3 weeks, trying to catch up on everything I missed, as a child. Because I got most of the show as a kid, but I didn't understand everything, And now I'm rambling about Sailor Moon. And I have a lot of back pieces, like quite a few wanting to get more, but there's no way I can like show this without like flashing anybody. Especially not in this setup. But I have a lot of photos in my post history where you can see it, so maybe I can find a video host where I can like do a 360 a nude 360 and you can see it that way. So there's as many tattoos as I could show in a safer work regard. Okay, so there's that. Easy G money. If you could trade bodies with one person at one point in time, who would it be and why? Probably Skin Diamond for all of you porn enthusiasts. She doesn't do porn anymore. She actually goes by I think her real name, and she does music now. But she was like my porn actress idol at the time. And I say that as I wear a Sasha Grey t-shirt. But for real, I would definitely swap places with Skin Diamond because she's absolutely gorgeous. She's absolutely adorable. Her personality is amazing. Now, what time would I pick to swap with her? I guess any time, Whether it's while she was still in the industry or presently, because it seems like either way, she's still living a really good life. And for those of you who don't watch her porn or porn in general, I highly recommend you check her out because she is absolutely adorable and hot, you know. Okay, so scrolling down to Sir Gingy. Number one, do you have a go-to late night snack? That is a lot of possibilities. It can either be me coming home from work, because I work till 2 or 3 a.m. because I'm a dancer, and sometimes I like to stop at like Whataburger at like late in the evening because they have so many good food options. So I just pick something up from there and eat it before I go to bed. Or sometimes if I got something at home like popcorn or candy, like sour gummy worms, I was actually eating that last night. Sour gummy worms, cookies. Lately I've been having a major sweet tooth, so it's been like a lot of sweets lately, whether if it's cookies or cheesecake or cupcakes. And usually it's coincidentally around the time where I have to go to the dentist, because I've been seeing the dentist a lot lately, like at least once a month. Because I'm on a journey to fix my teeth. That's a whole other story in itself. But what I'm saying is, I always want sweets when I have to go to the dentist again, and usually after as well. So, usually my munchie selection's either along the lines of sweets, popcorn, or late night fast food. All right, so let me see. Second question, at what point do you know that the person you might like might be the one? Like, what things do you find yourself thinking about them or doing around them that let you know? Well, I guess it's really hard for me to tell if it's like the one, unless it's just someone that I can completely see myself comfortable with for a very long time and have no desire to see anybody else. But hang on, coffee. Because I'm in poly dating, like I've always dated and seen multiple people at once. I guess there really is no one in my regard, because I find love to be a very universal feeling, and I don't feel the need to restrict it to just one person. Like at the moment, I've only got two people that I'm seeing on a regular basis, and that's more serious, as opposed to like a one night stand or just a friend with benefits, And so, but I'm very happy with just seeing those two as opposed to starting anything too serious with anybody else at the moment. So, I guess that's one thing, it's like, because when you're in the dating pool, I guess it's like people want to explore their options. It's like, this guy's awesome, but so such and such, or this guy's really cool, but such and such, or this girl is super cute, but whatever, whatever. It's not like that with me at all. Usually, I'm not looking for people in a serious relationship. Usually, they come to me, and usually it starts like that, even if it takes a long time. Like the first guy. My present partner, I've been with for over 5 years now, and the other guy I've been seeing and talking to for over a year as well. So that's my situation, I guess, my viewpoint in finding the one. Like for me, there like is no just one, I suppose. I hope that didn't sound really confusing, but it's like a different perspective, Okay. Duolingo. Oh my God. Every time I see your name, I think Duolingo. I'm sorry. Duolingo. There we go. Favorite book. That's a really hard question. Favorite book? I would have to go by favorite series, and that's the case. That would have to be. It's a dead tie between Anne Rice's The Vampire Lestat series and Richelle Mead's Vampire Academy series. I like reading about vampires and shit. Favorite poem? I really don't have a favorite poem. I'm sorry. I'm not really a poem person. Favorite movie? Another hard one. It's usually like childhood movies, like Disney's Alice in Wonderland or Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory. I think that's all I can really think of. Yu-Gi-Oh! The movie. These are all movies I could like watch like at any time. And it got really dark in here. I think it's about to rain, so sorry if the lighting suddenly got really stupid. Favorite band? That I really can't answer because I like so much music, for anything from like hip hop to death metal to jazz to classic hits to like literally anything. I listen to everything. That's such a hard question to answer. I guess as far as I could probably name a band for each genre, but that would take a while too. I guess like with EDM, there's Cascade. With death metal, there's Behemoth or Belphegor. It's kind of a dead tie between the two. Plain hard rock. I guess there's Ghost. Pop music. I'm kind of sort of getting into. No, she's not really pop. Never mind. The pop is way too expansive for me to really decide, you know? Hip hop, let me see. Hip hop, Kendrick Lamar is pretty cool, and so is Childish Gambino. Rap music, definitely Kevin Gates or Rick Ross. And one more I was getting. I think his name is Saint John. I just discovered him about a month ago, so I didn't. So I don't know. I always forget his name, but his music's pretty cool too. Jazz, Bobby Caldwell. Think that is all the genres in music I'm gonna name off my favorites. Favorite video game, hands down, the Final Fantasy series. I'm not even picking one. Okay, I can pick one. My favorite Final Fantasy out of the series would have to be 4, and the runner-up is 9. Definitely. Like, Final Fantasy IV struck out to me out of all the games that I played, and I pretty much played and completed all of them except for 5 and 15. Yeah, I haven't had a chance to play 15 yet, so I'm kind of a late bloomer in that regard. But I can play 5 at any time. I have a copy of 5. I'm just stuck on one part in the very beginning, so that's kind of embarrassing, you know? And let me see. You know what? I'm gonna get up one moment so I can turn on the light so you can watch me strut away ever so sexily. Because it is not, it's too dark in this bitch. People are just listening to the audios while like, what the fuck is she doing? Alright, so Final Fantasy as a series, hands down, my favorite video game. Like, that game was my childhood. Alright, so nothing will ever replace it. And the Y, of course. I think I went through all the Y's as I named my favorites. I hope I was elaborate enough on each one. All right, thank you for the mind-boggling questions, Dooliego. Okay. JT Holmes 90, what are your measurements? Last I checked, which was about a month ago, I'd say around the bust was like 34 or 35. Around the waist was 25, and around my hips was 34. So, and of course, my actual bra size, if you measure it correctly, is like a 29 double D. So, when I took the tape measure to actually do my bust line, I do it like over the boobs, but when I'm actually measuring to figure out my bra size, I do it under the bust. So it's like a 29 double D. So before I got my boobs done, it was hard to find a good bra size, and then after I got my boobs done, it is just as hard. So That's wonderful. Okay. Banks de name. Okay, hi Banks. I only just found you through a subreddit, but I guess I'll ask something random since I'm now following. If you had one extra hour in a day besides sleep, what would you use it for? Honestly, I feel like there's already not enough hours in a day, so one extra hour wouldn't be enough to really do what I want to do. So I would either be cuddling with my cats for an extra hour or maybe taking some new photos for an extra hour. That'd be something I could do. Assuming this is like just like expanding it to like 25 hours instead of 24 hours. That's a really dumb thought I just thought out loud. You know, I just woke up, you guys. Excuse my rambles and my awkwardness. So yeah, I'm either taking photos and maybe getting one extra hour in my Sailor Moon marathon or playing video games or reading a book. So those are usually what I do if I have time during the day. So yeah, that's what I would do. And let me see. Dewan? Dewan one? Wow, that is a tongue twister. Thanks for that. In your opinion, what is the perfect dick size? And a follow-up, what's too small and what's too big? Well, as far as measurements go, I don't want to sound too superficial, but I'm more con it's funny because I'm more concerned about how big a dick is, whether it's length or width, because I'm a very, very small person. Like, I've always been the type that's virgin tight at all times. And so, if it's just a pinch too long or a pinch too wide, like, it gets really painful for me. And so, if you can't get off unless you're like banging against my cervix the whole time for an hour, then I'm probably not gonna fuck you ever again, you know? And if you're wide enough to where it feels like I'm trying to like go into like labor, like stretch it way out like this, and that's another reason, even if it's short or long, like width has just as much to do with length. I've definitely met a few like I wouldn't want to say New York style pizza dicks, where it's like super thick but super short. But you know, they can do just as much damage as someone that can like bruise your cervix, in my experience anyway. So there's that. And no matter what size you are, it definitely, you have to know how to use it and listen as to if I'm enjoying it or not and adjust appropriately to that regard. So there's that. As far as what's too small and what's too big, well, too small if it's not really in. You know, like just ahead is just barely going in inside, you know, and then too big as well if it hurts me, like I just explained. Okay, so a very last question, and this is probably the easiest question out of the whole bunch from Taboo Lion? Yeah, Taboo Lion. Do you hope to someday get married and have kids? Now, if you guys follow what subreddits I normally comment on, you probably already know the answer to this, but to answer this question short and sweet, absolutely not. Because marriage to me is nothing but like a legal contract if you ignore all the happy tradition, falling in love, and all that stuff. But all you're really doing is putting down a lot of money, giving your spouse equal custody to the belongings, the kids, and all that other fun stuff. And you're paying, what, tens of thousands of dollars for a wedding ceremony if you want like a regular one, the certificate and all that stuff. And you could have just saved a whole lot of money by just staying a regular couple, whether it's starting to date or if you're breaking up. So if you're divorcing, you're paying just as much money, if not a lot more, than when you first got married. And then having kids, no, I definitely do not want kids either. It's like a lot of people don't want to hear it, but kids make me very, very uncomfortable. Even when I myself was a kid, like I didn't really like hanging out with other kids because I just thought they were really annoying. And other kids kind of saw that and they kind of like pushed me into like the outcast because of that. And presently, it's like, no. And I got people saying, oh, it's like, oh, you're really young still. It's like, once you hit your 30s, it's like your biological clock is gonna tick. And I'm just like, nope. I didn't like kids when I was a kid. I don't like kids now. And chances are I probably won't in the future. And so that's my answer and my why as to that question. And it looks like that is all the questions I have. Like, I'm pretty sure if I didn't lock this thread, I have a bunch more, but I had to keep it to a decent number, especially since I was so late. I am still moving, by the way. It's been a whole week. I officially moved since last Monday, and I still got stuff I gotta unpack, stuff I gotta organize, and I still got stuff from my old unit that I gotta bring back here and then clean that place up. So, very fun stuff. So, if you notice I haven't been around that much, that's the reason why. Just life things, trying to get this out of the way, and just getting myself comfortable again. Then eventually I can post some more and have even more backgrounds and themes to go with when I post photos and stuff. So yeah, this is really fun, guys. I hope some answers sounded clear enough and not too awkward or too rambly, because it's 12:42 in the afternoon, and because I work late at night, I am a very, very deep sleeper into the late hours of the day. So I'm very happy I got to answer. And thank you guys for your support. It's like 1,000 subscribers and over 8,000 followers. That's to me, that's really cool. And I'm happy I'm able to make content that you guys enjoy. So when I get the chance, I'll be around and talk with you guys. And so I'll check it out very soon.